Hey, good morning, investors and traders. I hope everyone had a great Labor Day weekend. As you know by now, I'm JD, your mobile trader, and this is a Mobile Trader Podcast. Today is Tuesday, September 3rd, 2019, and I'm broadcasting to you from my home front here in North Texas. But first, I'd like to send prayers to the families in the Bahamas and to anyone affected by Hurricane Dorian. Hey guys, this morning we're going to hop into the market outlook, my watch list, and my current plays, and probably talk about a few other items of interest. First, I'd like to do a business spotlight, and actually a trader spotlight on Maurice Jackson of Gladstone & Company. Newbie traders, mid-range traders, investors, head over to gladstoneco.vipmembervault.com. and take a good look at their Elite Traders Monthly Analysis. Maurice does an outstanding job, and he provides an excellent blueprint for trading and investing success. So take a look at it. He lays it out like, I mean, it's almost like an almanac where just trading days, positive days, historical data, and a lot of support. So it's, and I trust his setup. I trust the way he trades, and he's an outstanding brother. So take a look at gladstoneco.vipmembervault.com. I'll leave a link in the description box, guys. Right now, we're looking at about 5:10 a.m. Central Time, and the market is down. It's red. We have some tariff worries. We're down about 228 in the pre-market in on the Dow. The last time I checked, the S&P was down around 17, and the NASDAQ is actually off by 77 right now. So, but you know how this goes, guys. One tweet and there's a pop and it goes to the upside. So we never know. But right now we don't want to fight a trend. And several of my favorite issues are in consolidation near familiar resistance levels. I mean, okay, I'll give you the watch list, but just the market is pretty much range bound in a holding pattern. It hits a certain level and sells off. And then we have the political tweets that are kind of, you know, it's spooking price. But pay attention to the VIX, which is the fear, it's the fear gauge. Pay attention to the Asian markets. And we definitely have to pay attention to any headlines involving tariffs and big tech. So let me just pull up. I have a couple of charts pulled up. I'm looking at the SPY. I'm looking at the NASDAQ composite, just the raw composite. And the SPY and the NASDAQ, I mean, they're almost mirror images on the day, but we're at the top of a particular range right now, and it's a pending sell-off coming. So there's overhead support, actually overhead resistance, so it's going to be a tough push through, and I honestly expect some type of tweet or an announcement prior to lunch today. Now, this is just me going off the top of my head, because I feel that you know, they want to kind of not prop it up, but they don't want to sell off at all times. So when I say they, I'm talking about the current administration. I'm looking at the Qs, and I mean, it's a mirror image of the SPY, it's a mirror image of the NASDAQ composite, and the Dow is there. Everything is in that range. So when I pull up my the charts on, say, a McDonald's, or pull up a daily. I'm pulling up right now on McDonald's, which is the ticker symbol MCD. And we'll go to the daily chart. And you hear me clicking right now. But and I'll zoom in. But McDonald's has hit resistance. And the resistance area, we're in around that 220 market. It kind of touches that, it tests it, and fails. And when it fails, it's the range bound is kind of falling in between that 220 down to the 215 mark, 216 range. So, but if once McDonald's breaks that 220 mark, it might be off to the races, but you need the broader markets to kind of give you a good setup for that. So guys, but let's talk about Boeing briefly. Boeing had some negative news. I believe American has canceled flights with the 737 MAX 8 through December. So As you remember, a lot of discussions, everyone was expecting a June return, a July return, an August return. We don't know what's going to happen. But I went long last week because it was in, actually it was in a demand zone when it fell down. I believe, let me type it up, pull it up. Boeing fell into that, like a they were in the 330s at one point, 336 or so, and it became attractive again. But there's another shoe that's going to fall. That's I always think that. So I couldn't go long the stock. So I bought calls and had a nice run. So, but what I'm looking at on my watch list for this coming week, actually, I have Dunkin' Donuts, DNKN. It's a great trend on the daily. It's tested the highs and it's currently in consolidation, pretty much just like all of the other plays that I've kind of kept up. Let's see. We'll pull up the Dunkin' chart. And I have two alerts set. And if anything, once it breaks 83.36, and then once it really breaks 84, I'm long. But I'll try to find an entry prior to that. But I'm looking at a pullback. I mean, the RSI, Relative Strength Index, looks, it's not overbought, oversold. We're right, you know, it's in a mid-range. So it's in a range to where it could make a run. My next play I'm looking at, lightly, I'm kind of watching for a base breakout of Activision, ticker symbol ATVI. Very solid base formation for a long swing. I'm looking for something above 5109 to go long, but actually I'm in calls of Activision right now. But I'd really like some just confirmation with these guys to, you know, maybe add to this long-term position. And let's pull up Activision for you really quickly. And if you guys have gamers in your house, young children, just I guess teenagers, Activision isn't a bad stock to kind of research. I mean, even that particular sector with Activision, you have Take-Two, which is TTWO, and you have EA Sports. Activision is currently trading at $50.60, so it's at the 50-60 handle right now, and I'm looking for it to go above 51.09. And it's not a fast mover. It's kind of bottomed out over this past year, and it's made a nice base. And if it can break that 51.09 fit and start showing some signs above, let's see, that 50-50 mark, it could run a little bit, but it could start building a almost like a reversal. So that's what we're looking for right now. The next play, I really like Coca-Cola, ticker symbol K-O. Let's pull that up. But I saw an ascending triangle on the daily chart, and it's running into a little bit of resistance, but the chart is strong. I mean, if we break 55.34, give or take, start going above 55.50, it's a good chance to make a nice little run and push, because it has support within the level of the next level of support that we have in the range of almost a demand zone, I should say, that 54.50 mark, 54.51. So if it sells off, I mean, there's support right there. And Coke is a possible long-term hold for many people, and it's attractive. It's at the $55.04 mark on the last close of the exchange. So that's something to consider. Now, if you're a trader, the ATR is below a dollar. The average true range, it's at 79 cents. But this is a play. I mean, you get some calls and buy some time and just sit in there. But let's just kind of see how this market plays out. But that's one on my the watch list. I also like Lockheed Martin, ticker symbol LMT. Outstanding charts on the daily. RSI is solid. And the sector news with Space Command last week, it has a chance to boom. I don't know win, but I'm a Lockheed Martin fan from the stand of the charts and also the sector that it's in. And it's a double top right now at resistance, but it's setting up for a nice little breakout. Once we get above 358.78, that range, when I give out a number that like a 358.78, there's some play in that number. I mean, 20 cents to 50 cents, give or take, but that's in that area, and you need to break that range to kind of show that we push through resistance. It might be on news, it might be on sector news, but I think the defense and aerospace sector has a chance to take off, especially after the Boeing situation is rectified, but that might take a while. But Lockheed is in a good position, and let's pull up Raytheon. And sometimes you can do a sister play or brother, you know, just a related play. Let's see, what is Raytheon? Give me one sec, let's pull this up. And Raytheon is ticker symbol, and I just missed it. We'll come back to it. There it is, RTN. Ticker symbol RTN, and they're really in. Raytheon is actually in a. It was in a slight recovery, and it's range bound. It's kind of. I'd hold off on Raytheon until it could break the 191 levels, right in there, 191.50 maybe, because it's. Kind of stalled out a little bit. So Raytheon would need some news and a nice push. I think Lockheed could make something happen. So kind of hold off on Raytheon. Let's take a look at Roku, R-O-K-U. I really like Roku. I like his charts. And these are all long swing plays, guys, to the upside. And Roku is also one that could possibly be a long-term hold. Roku is actually overbought right now on the daily, but the chart is extremely strong, but it's almost overextended. It could go a little further up, but I would like to see a pullback. Let's see what range. Pullback to the what levels we're looking at here. Even a 143 clip, 145 levels, you know, bounce off of support there. It's at 151.36 right now, but it needs to pull back and kind of gather some steam because it's running, you know, and you don't want to chase it right now. Now, if you're going long term for the next 15 years, okay, you might go ahead and pop in there and then make it happen. But if you're doing a swing trade, you're trying to look for a good entry, and you might hop in this thing right now and it might be a quick sell off, and then you hop out and you take a loss, and then it runs for 2 weeks. So kind of tread with caution. Next play, McDonald's. I mentioned that earlier, MCD, excellent trend. It's bumping its head at resistance near the 283 mark. Look for a breakout above 283. The RSI is in good range, but if it is able to kind of breach 283, there's a good chance it could run for a little bit. And it's kind of consolidating in a range right now, and it's pulled back perfectly. So if it pushes that 283 mark, I'll look for calls on that. And the last play of the morning, I put this on my watch list overnight. Workday, the ticker symbol is WDAY. Had a bad sell-off the last, on the 30th of August, had a sell-off, and it's just, some analysts gave upgrades on the chart. I mean, I kind of see a downtrend, man. It's fallen below the, where are we right there? It's crossed 200, and I'm cautious. I wouldn't go long. You need some recovery. You need something to confirmation that it's making a turnaround. So I'm looking for a short play on Workday, especially on a day like this. And the final chart of the day, like I'll go back to Boeing, and I'm looking for a short entry on Boeing today as well too. But these plays like that on Boeing, and especially Boeing, so heavily news driven, it can't be a long play. Long term play. If you're trading options, it would be a quick move. You make your move, and if it goes against you, you cut the losses. If you're right, it's going to run for a nice, probably a day, or maybe a little bit longer. But in this market, particularly the atmosphere that we're in, there's not a lot of follow through or carry for moves. But you can catch something. You can catch a nice trend, guys. But that's going to be it for the morning. Kind of pay attention to the broader markets. We're looking at that open to the red open, and that's not always bad. It's time to kind of get your shopping list in order. If you're in cash, you kind of look for something that you might want to hop into, and you do your due diligence. So guys, have an outstanding week. We're gonna have a short trading week, and take your time, study up, and enjoy.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.